So as we said on Shabbos, the little Haftorah to the Sugya of Atala, Daf Vav and Dalet, which is a very interesting Sugya. And that is, we concluded from Rashi that these three types of damages called Shah, Aish, and Bar are really three separate categories, independent of each other. And to ever be chayav for paying for damages, you have to fit into one of those categories. If you don't, you're not going to be chayav. They're independent from each other, and there's certain characteristics of a certain of the damager, which will either define him as a shah, or as an aish, or as a bar. So what are these characteristics that we understood which would put something into a shah, aish, and bar? So if you look at round off number one, we'll just recap. What is the defining thing that makes this damager a shah rather than an ish, or rather than a bar, and vice versa? So Maram in Daf Beis says the following. A shah, what is a shah? It's a type of damager who holach a mazik mesad haruchai. He's a damager which moves around and damages as he moves, and he moves with his own living life force. He has his own life force which enables him to move and damage. So that if you have such a damager, then you think first of all, oh, this must be in the shah category. What's an aish? What's a fire? Aish is holach mazik. It's similarly, it's a damager which moves around, but aide koach achar. It doesn't have its own life force to move it around. It has to get help from outside itself to be able to move around, and then it damages by moving around with the help of outside force. Like in our case, the classic based on the fire, which gets help from the wind, which is outside its existence, outside its identity. And what is a bar? A bar, some of the bar, she'ein da'kaleil, very simple, it stays in one place. It damages where it is. It passively damages, waiting for somebody to fall in or to something to fall in to damage. It's a passive damager. So those are the, according to Maram at least, the defining characteristics. When you look at what happens, which category do you put it in? In the shah, the aish, or the bar? Well, these are the ways of working it out. What will put it into the shah, aish, and bar? Now, with that in mind, we can start the sugya on Daf Vav and Dalet.
Yes, the
hekerim
doesn't seem to fit into it.
Well, hekerim is just one of the shahs. Shahs has in itself three subcategories. By the end of the day, all of those subcategories is a case of a moving damager with its moving with its own life force. So, we start Daf Vav. The first top line, at the end of the line, says, Vav on the Dalet, top line, at the end of the line, Hasad Hashava Shebehem. He's making a quote from the Mishnah. It says, you know, the Mishnah at the end, right at the end of the Mishnah, it says, Hasad Shebehem. It looks back and tries to make a summary. It says, I've already listed you four cases of damages. I told you why one of them can't be learned from the other, and the other can't be learned from the other. They're a bit different. I can tell you something very, something that runs through all of them. That's something common to all of them. So, the Gemara is bothered by such a statement in the Mishnah. Lasuya mai. Why are you making a general statement? Lasuma, what are you trying to tell me? See, if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains what the question of the Gemara is. The second Rashi on the page. Hasad Ashtov Abraham, Shadak al-Hasik. It's a quotation from the Mishnah. The common denominator of all of these is it's normal to damage. The Mashna, that statement of the Mishnah implies, of course, Dagnazic, use this general rule. Use that. I'm giving a general rule to use. Use the general rule that anything that's normal to damage, vishmir solasa, and something you have to look after, you're going to be responsible. And said, the Mishnah says a general rule in order for you to use. So, the Gemara's question is my motzis asui. What else, besides what's listed in the Mishnah, what else is there another case that you're trying to include in this general rule? You got these four cases in the Mishnah, Abba, Abbas, and Zikim. You say a general rule that says, here's the general common denominator that makes you chayav today. Obviously, the general rule is coming for you to use in another case, which is not in the Mishnah, that you should know that that case is also going to be chayav because of the general rule. So Gemara is asking, what other case is there that's not in the Mishnah already mentioned, which would also be obligated? My. What's it coming to tell me? What other case is coming to tell me? So now, the following Omid, and just over the Omid, is going to a discussion about on their own, what exactly is the case which is not written in the Mishnah that this general rule will be applicable for? That's the mission of this Omid, of these Amorim. What is that case? So, Abayak is number one. He makes his presentation and says, this is what I feel is what the case is referring to. Abayak says, Om Abayak, Lasui Avinu Sakinu Masoi Shehenichu Barosh Dabba. We're talking about a case. Somebody went up to his roof. He's got a veranda on his roof. He went up onto his veranda on his roof. He went to the edge. There's a wall over there, which overlooks the public domain. And he puts down on the wall, he puts down one of his stones, or his knife. He puts down his knife on top of that wall. Masoi, or some sort of heavy bag will contain something. Shenikha Broshulak, that's where he put it. And what happens? For Noflu Baruch Masua, and it fell from that wall into the public domain. How did it fall? A normal wind came along and knocked it over. Yeah, and it caused damage. That is the case that's not in the Mishnah, which the Mishnah wants to make reference with the general rule that says you're going to be chayav. So the Gemara then asks the question, Heichi Domi, what exactly happened? How did it damage? Iba Hadika Oslika Mazaki. If it damaged while it's flying through the air, the wind blew it off and it's flying through the air, before it landed, it actually damaged something. Hit something. Somebody's car. As it was going down, it hit somebody's car. Okay? So Gemara has a question. If that's the scenario, Hanu H! That's in the Mishnah already! That is H! It's already there! You can't say it's not in the Mishnah, this case. It is in the Mishnah. From that fault. So Baya, says the Gemara, asks, five lines down. The Gemara asks, how can you, Abaya, say that the case which is not written in the Mishnah, which the general rule at the end of Mishnah is trying to tell you, which is not written in the first four cases, is an example of leaving a knife on top of the edge, the ledge of your roof, your ledge of your roof, you use the leave a knife, and the wind goes and then it damages somebody's car as it's flying through the air. How can you say that's the case which is not in the Mishnah and is included in the general rules make you chayav? It is in the Mishnah, chayav your age. That's the classic case of age which is already written in the Mishnah at your chayav. Why is it the classic case of Aish?
So the middle of the fifth line it says, Maishna Aish to Kohakamurba.
A natural fire, you light a fire, you have a wind that makes it move and damage elsewhere. The Mokhashmir Salaf is something that belongs to you, or it's because of you. And you have to look after it, and you don't, you're going to be obligated. Hanam, in this case of the knife, which is on the ledge, is koach hacha meruah behem. It is moving through using, the wind is making it move, and that the wind is helping it damage. Moses, obviously it belongs to you, the knife, you have to look after it. You put it in a place where the wind is going to move it, and it moves it, and it smashes somebody's car. That's like the same as a fire being moved by the winds and damaging. It's exactly the same. So that can't be the case, because the Mishnah is trying to tell me a case which is not in the Mishnah. This is in the Mishnah. It's already there. It's H. It's exactly the same as the H. Fire, knife, winds of the fire, winds of the knife, damaging as it's moving, same. And what do you mean, Abaya? Ella the boss of the knife. It must be, it didn't damage while it was flying. It actually, the knife was blown off by the roof, by the wind, and it landed on the ground in the middle of the street. And then it caused damage. Somebody came along. Rashi explains what came along. Boston tonight, you might give him Shah. Another donkey came along. Ox came along, donkey came along. And what damaged by that knife? After it was already stationary. Landed, was stationary in the street, and then a donkey or ox came along and got damaged by that knife. And that's what a buyer is saying, is not in the Mishnah, and it, that could be chas. Why? So, if the Afgarinu, if we're talking about where he released his ownership from it, meaning he put the knife down on the ledge of his roof and he says, no longer mine, mafnat. And then the wind blew it and it made it land in the middle of Riverville Street and came along on the ox and got damaged from it. Okay. Then Bain the Rav, Bain the Shmuel, doesn't matter who you are, Rav or Shmuel. Hainabah, that's a classic case of a bomb. So how can you, a buyer, say that this is the case which is not in the Mishnah, which is coming, the Mishnah at the end, with its general coming to say Yochai, even though it's not in the Mishnah, it is in the Mishnah. That's bomb. It's bomb. Why is it bomb? My Shnah bomb. What's a classic bomb? Shechein tichiloso asiyas al-lelezim. It's designed from the beginning of its inception to be a problematic thing for society. It's going to bear, you put it down to damage. Umoncha shmias alom. It's yours, you have to look after it. Haninami tichiloso asiyas al-lelezim. So also this night, you put it on the ledge, what do you expect? Of course it's going to damage. Is something belong to you, you have to look after it. It's a classic bar. How does it damage? Let me ask you this. How does it damage? Does it damage passively or actively, this knife? Passively. So what did we say at the beginning of this year? If you start seeing damages, how do you define the categories? Active damage with its own life force is a shot. Active damage with moving with not its own life source, outside life force like wind is fire, but not damaging by moving, that's passively is a bomb. So what's this knife? How's it damaging? Bomb, so it's classic bomb. You're going to say to low up your arena that you still own this knife? That doesn't really help. Shmuel to Omar Kula Mibala Madhu. Shmuel also holds that's bar. Whether you own it, you don't own it, it's always bar. So this knife, which has landed and now passively damaging this ox, is a classic bar. It's in the Mishnah already, so you can't be not in this general statement at the end of the Mishnah, which is trying to say there's a case here.
That's not already written. That's not behind. That's what the Mishnah is saying at the end. It is already here. It's already in the book. It's already written.
So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, Le'olam de'afkirinu.
We're talking about where you released your ownership.
Okay.
You told me it's so, but it's still a classic bar. You said, no, it's not a classic bar. Velodomi la bar. It's not a classic bar. Why? Ma la bar shechein ein koach acham ura bar. With a bar, how does, what's a classic bar? How does it damage? Oh, with a bar, there's nothing making it move. Tana Bahani, with this case of the knife, Shagok Acha Muruah Behem. There is something making it move, so it can't be a classic bar.
Now,
what's making it move?
Let me ask you a question. This is not a very good question. I don't understand. It says it's not a classic bar. Because a classic bar damages passively. This is not that. It's got a something that makes it move. Let me ask you. When at the time of damage, was it moving?
No.
No? When was it moving?
Before.
So what? Who cares about history? But past, forget about past. Look, the mitre, when the ox came along and stepped on that knife, how did the ox get damaged? Passively! So of course it's a classic bar. Don't care what happened before. So what does the Gemara mean it's not a classic bar? Because that's what it damages passively. And this has moving. Moving is not moving when it's damaging. So what does the Gemara mean? It's not moving. Very good, Mr. Block. So Gemara says, Eish Tukia. Okay, so if you're telling me it's moved for some reason, you say it's not a classic bar. It's not a classic bar. You say, it's not, okay, because it's moving. I don't know, then it looks to me it's not moving. I can't change glasses, it's still not moving. It's not damaging, it's passive damaging. But we'll go, okay, Gemara, I have to accept, it's for some reason called moving. Okay, moving. So then it's a classic bar. Because you just told me the rules are if it's damaging when it's moving, then it's a fire. So it says, no. The Gemara says, no, it's not a fire. Mala H, you know why it's not a fire? Shechein Daka Leila Chazek. Because a fire damages while it's moving. And this is not damaging when it's moving. And hold on, hold on. Now you really confused me. In the previous line you said it's not a bar, but it's bar passively damages. It doesn't move. And you say, this is moving. Okay, I accept. I don't know why you call this. Okay, you call this moving. Next line you say, it's not a fire, but a fire moves. And this is not moving. Now make up your mind. Is the knife moving? Is the knife not moving? You can't pull tricks over me and think that you can say the opposite in one line. One line you say it's not a bar, because a bar doesn't move and this does. Next minute you say it's not a fire, because a fire moves and this doesn't. Come on, you can't have both. What's going to be? Well, I don't understand what's going on. Seems to be double touch to me. Moving or not moving? How are we going to answer it? So, if you look at the Rashba, number two on your Marmukah, helps us just learn, understand simple pshat of translation of this command. What's going on? Moving, not moving. The Rashba says the following: Keshata ba lasosin kavah. Keshata ba lasosin kavah. So you want to make it like a bar. You want to say this case of the knife is like a bar. Okay. The Achash of Oslo, you know, it's already landed, damaging the donkey. On the Machshiri, the Gemara asks, we ask,
She'ein adoma labot. It's not comparable to labot. Lefin. Now, here why he says it's not comparable to labot. Why is it not comparable to labot? Both of them are not moving in my eyes. Lefin shabot, kulo nasa mekocho labat. Believe shenisarev basias koach akhen. Because the classic bar is done solely by the first one. He doesn't have any help in digging the hole. Doesn't need any outside help. He makes a hole with his face, digs with his own car, he makes a hole. The hole, the bar is created solely by him. Masha ain't came ba'avina l'sakunoiv, shenotim min agag. Masha ain't came with this knife, which is on the ledge. And then it gets blown by the wind to land on the ground. Shalom nasa bo mekocho. That bo was not solely created through his deeds. Ela imko hacha. But together with a partner, he created the bo. The partner of the winds and him together created the bo. Ubar kazer, and this type of bar, lumotzinu shechayva Torah. That's not the classic bar. It's not we ever see that the Torah obligates such a bar. So to say outside, right, it's Rush was quite clear to though, to say outside. A classic bar is when I created myself. This, the Gemara is saying, is this can't be like Bar Koch Acha Mufa. What does it mean? Not that it's damaging while it's moving. It's not damaging when it's moving. It's passively damaging. But what makes it into being a bar? At what stage did this knife become a bar? Let me ask you, what stage did this knife become a bar? When it landed. On the roof, it's not dangerous to anybody. At the time when it became dangerous is when it landed on the ground in the street. Who made it dangerous? It's a partnership, obviously, between the person and the wind. They together created the dangerous item. That's not the classic bar. The classic bar is when the person by himself creates the dangerous item. He takes the whole himself in the Rishus Rabbah. So Mameda, that's what the Gemara means. That here we have Koch Acham Rufa. Not at the time of damage, but at the time of creating the bar, you have another force together with it. But it's not classic fire, because it's obviously damaging. When it damages passively. So therefore, the Bible says that's the case. That's the case of, it's not in the Mishnah. Bar is in the Mishnah. This case is not classic bar, it's not in the Mishnah. And that is what the Mishnah is telling us, is at the end. Even though it's not in one of these four cases which we already mentioned, nevertheless, this case will be chayav because of a general rule that we're learning that from that's common denominator of everybody, that it's normal to damage under this scenario. It's something you need to look after, normal to damage, so therefore you're going to be chayav in this case even though it's not already in the list. Even though it's not already in the list, you're going to be chayav. And this is not in the list because it's not a classic bar. It's an unusual bar.
Let me ask a question. Why is it not a
grommet? Of course, everything is a grommet unless we have liquidity. So you're correct. That's one of our first shiurim of this month. That you're off the hook for all damages in the Torah unless it's written there that makes you chayav. Yeah? Meaning that everything is called a grommet until the Torah says it's not. And only these four categories in the eyes of Rashi are considered not grommets, because the Torah says it's connected to you, extension in you, your negligence that makes you chayav, even though other things are not. But this is going to be
this
in this case,
it's
burned away. He could burn that in the room, upright. He could have fallen anywhere. It happened to fall in the room.
So that's why it's not a classic bar. And therefore it's not, doesn't fit into the classic category of bar. And the buyer says that that's what the mission's going to tell me, that you may think you're off the hook because it's not a classic bar, but I'm going to make you chayev using a tool. What's the tool that we use? A mahasad. What's the mahasad tool? We discussed it on Shabbos. What's a mahasad tool? We got two ways of translating mahasad. It's we're extending, it's called mamatzin. We take a halakha and say, it's not just restricted to this area, but we can use its characteristics to extend it to other areas and add a big one category. Or we can make kavuchomers and create a new category altogether. Over here, we're not doing kavuchomers. We're doing mamatzinus. We're taking bar, the classic bar, and extending the classic bar to encompass this case, even though you wouldn't think it covers it, because we're using a mamet sinu to be able to encompass it. How are we extending it? Because we say we know fire is obligated, even though you've got a partner. So partnership doesn't take away responsibility. So in creating a bar, it doesn't matter if you create it directly yourself, or in with partnership, even with partnership, you're still responsible for that bar. Because I see partnership by fire doesn't take away your responsibility, so therefore we relate it to bar, partnership with bar also won't take away your responsibility by bar. But at the end of the day, this is a chiyuv of bar. Just not the classic bar. Without the special limit of mamatzinu, I'm comparing it to fire, I would not be able to extend this bar to being wider. Now it's a wide bar. That even when you create a hole in partnership with something else, you're also going to be chayav under the category of bar.
If a Casey dropped a knife in the street and he's got gravity with him, but the difference there is that he's pesher when he dropped it, he didn't put it in a safe place. So that's like an intermediate case between that and placing him on the ground, which is more straight. And the gravity is like in between. I was not for sure when I put it on the roof, but here I am for sure when I'm dropping it under gravity. And the third piece is just placed.
What do you mean drop it under gravity? If he's walking along and it's out of your pocket.
I drop it.
Okay. So that's
I'm making a bar.
With negligence. With any partner? Is that called with a partner or without a partner?
That's not called a partner. Gravity's not a partner.
That's not called a partner. That would be a classic bar, correct? If you drop it on purpose, that's called no partnership. I'm creating the bar myself. Here, I'm putting it on the roof, and I need the wind to make it go further and make it a dangerous thing. So I need a partner called wind. Partnership and creating a bar is a chiddush, but it's also called bar at the end of the day, because I see partnership by fire doesn't take away your resources.
Saying that they were
mafkir than that. So even, let's talk about a case where everyone agrees. Rav and Shmuel agrees bar is in the case where it's onus. Yeah, we want to talk a scenario where everyone agrees there's a bar. We don't want to get into machlokes. Once you have ownership over something, it's a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, whether it's a bar or not. Here we're talking about it is a bar, it's not a classic bar, but a chiddush bar, which we extended. Lekula Alma, this is an extension of the classic bar. Even Rav and Shmuel agree here, this is a bar which is extended because you've got a partner and partnership doesn't take responsibility. We see that for fire. That is just a positive translation of the Gemara. So let's carry on. That's the end of Abaya's suggestion, is the case which is not in the Mishnah but still is obligated. Let us see what Rava says. Rava Omer, Lasui Ba. Beginning of line is Lasui Ba. We're coming to tell you a case of Ba Hamisgalu Beragli Adam Uberagli Behema. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi. Bar Hamiskalgu.
Everyone got the Rashi? Bar HaMisgavim? Bar HaMisgavim. Could go, what are you talking about? Hiniach Eben Bereshus HaRabim. You left a stone in the middle of the streets. And when it was in its place, it didn't cause any damage. It didn't cause any damage. You put it in the middle of the river. Yeah, it's further down. Rabbi Yosef is about over halfway down. If you want to borrow this gavel, you got it? Yeah. So if you can help with Rabbi Yosef too. You left a stone in the public domain, River Vim. Both of them come up, when it's in River Vim, lo hizika, it didn't cause any damage. The Gilgala Ragli Otan Abema, and it got knocked and got kicked by a human being kicked it, or animal kicked it, Labaka Raka, and it got kicked until it reached Achziv from, okay. Vizika Shonai and damage in Achziv. Okay? So what have you got this scenario? It sounds very similar to the first case. Where you put it, it did damage. It had to move to another place to damage. So in the first case we said you put it on the roof, it did damage there. And it moved to the street and it damaged there. Here, we're in the, you put it in the street, a river bit, and it moves to Achziv and it damaged over there. Okay? Very similar to a fire. You put it in a place where it damages and it has to move to damage. So I would think that it would ask the same questions. It says probably it's because it sounds exactly the same case. It would ask the same questions. Let's see what the Gemara asks. Hey Chizomi, what are we talking about? If we're talking about you don't own this stone, that's a classic bar. When it damages, in Achziv, it's damaging, passively, classic bar. My star bar, Shachin Tikalosa, Sinon Nesek. She means, well, you put it in a dangerous place and it's damaging passively. Obviously, that's a classic bar. Hadinavi Tikalosa, Sinon Nesek, she must have learned. Here also, it's designed to damage, it's dangerous, you put it down, it's damaging passively. It's also Haile bar, okay. So far, so good. It's speaking the same way as it did with a bar. And it's after, you know, you're telling me you still own the stone? That doesn't help. Shmuel to Amakunu Bonavas, Haina Bob. According to Shmuel, that's also a classic Bob. Okay, very good so far. Then it says, Le'olam, Dafkirin. Really? You don't own it. Okay, so now we don't get into Makhlis Rabbah Shmuel, we don't own it. The loads are in the bomb. And it's not comparable to the classic bomb. Now, why would you say it's not comparable to the classic bomb? Let me ask. Why? The same way as we said bye-bye. So what do we say why it's not comparable to a classic bomb, bye-bye? Why? What do we say?
Has a partner.
Has a partner. Classic bomb doesn't have a partner. So it should say the same words. It says loads are in the bomb. Because ma la ba shechei matzov gomelo. Classic bar! His maisim calls it. Now, obviously you don't mean that, and tell the bahani shechei maisim gomelo. Here, it's not his action that calls it. Now, obviously you don't mean here is a partner. Classic bar is no partnership. And here is a partner. You can't mean that. Even though you could fit it in with the words. But obviously you can't mean that. Why? Because you're saying different words from what you said in the Bible. Well, how did the Gemara write when it said its question in the Bible? It says, Koach ein koach achamur. Classic bar doesn't have another force with it. And this has another force with it. That's how it described its question in the Bible. Here is Koach Acha Muruba. Here has a partner called Koach Acha. Here has a partner called Wait. That's when it asks in the Bible. Here doesn't say those words. Here it says that Ein Maisa Gomelo. Here, in this case, it's not Katamar because his deeds didn't cause it. If you're using different words, you can't mean the same thing. So, now I have a question. Why isn't it the same question? Why don't you say the same question? And what is the question? If you don't mean that partnership is a problem here, why, Taka, don't you say, hey, Robert, this is not classic law. You're correct, Robert, it's not classic law because you got a partner. That's what you said goodbye. You clapped your hands to a bar. Bye, very good. It's not classic bar. Because you're talking about a case, you've got a partner, that's not classic bar. Why did you clap your hands to a Robert and say, well done, Robert, you found me a case, that's not classic bar. Because also you've got a partner because it moves to damage. Okay, it has to move somewhere else. But you don't, you said, right, no, I'm not going to help you with a bar. It doesn't. What? Okay, but why Tucker do you clap your hands? Why say, well done to Robert? You say, well done to Robert. Because it's not classic bar, because it's not Maisa Gomelo. What does that mean? What does those words mean? How would you use the time? I haven't got the watch or anything.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay. So, we can answer this, at least the first question we asked, and that's when we'll finish the shiur. We can answer this question. No, say the same reason as above. Here is not classic bar, because here also is a partner. Let's look at Tosis. Tosis by us, but it's easier to look at my sheet, but you can look in afterwards in your own Gemaras if you want. It's really the third Tosis on the page. So it says like this: the Kamen Gabi Bar Hamaspargu and Skagu by Bar, which we've been kicked around. Our case, a robber's case. Bar, which has been kicked around. Yeah, number 3 on the page of it. Parav, we asked Mala Bar Shachem Masuk Gomer. You say, oh, look, yeah, it's not classic bar. Because it's not Maisa Gomelo. To those shy chosom, it's not shy to say over there that it's not classic bar because you've got partners. It's not shy to say by that. Why? To heichi name a tema bar miskabel, shachin koch acham rupa. To masha, to the hami bar, ena de koch acham. When do we say there's a flaw if you have a partner? When was the flaw of a buyer with a partner?
When was Ash?
At the situation of when? In what stage of its existence was there a flaw in having a partner with a buyer? Yeah. In its creation stage. To have a partner in creation, that's not classic bar. Okay, you put it in on the roof, it's not yet a bar. It only came about when it landed in the street. So therefore the partner got involved in helping create the bar. Oh, not classic, okay, that's not classic. Here, by Arkesu Rotha, he put it down in Ruvavim. He let go of it in Ruvavim. Is it a bar now or not a bar?
Yeah.
He put it in a knife in the middle of River Bin. Has he made a bar?
Yes.
Yes. Did he have it with a partner or without a partner?
Without
a partner. So therefore, there was no partnership in creating the bar. So you can't say this is not a classic bar. This is a classic bar. He created it without a bar. What happened was the partner got in after it was already created. That is not a flaw in the creation. It's not like the floor of a bike. Zainush, I'm not the bar below Koahakam, as you need to brush this up. Here, this case of Rover, in Rivavim, it became a bar, even without a partner, as soon as he put it down in Rivavim. And that's not the same as a buyer. A buyer, we're talking about guys, it was never a bar until the wind blew it. Therefore, in the creation, you had a partnership. That's not classic bar. But you can't say that in Robert's case, where he put it down in Rivavim himself without partner, he made a bar. What has happened was that the bar which he made moved to different spots. That is a different flaw. Not in partnership and creation, that's what the Gemara calls, share, that Ein Maisa Gomna. And we'll explain that, Mr. Shem, next time.
Yes, it's Wednesday evening.
Mr. Shem, Wednesday.